the ASF here, it sounds like. Heard of Allegan County, has a severe thunderstorm warning. Stand by. Four more. The ASF is back. Storm is just southwest, like it's in the front. Straight line wind, the ASF. ASF is back. Clarification on the last. Storm motion appears to be out of the south-southwest. We'll be passing into Allegan County, I would guess, with it to half an hour. So we'll know by then what to expect out of this. Maybe 8SF. Maybe 8SF, we now have a tornado warning for western Allegan County in effect. Maybe 8SF is establishing a directed net at this time.
ABSF, this is KD8FNS. I'm at home at this time. Over.
You said you're home at this time?
Affirmative, yes.
Roger, thanks. You did. Do you have the NWS number?
Yes, it's programmed into my phone.
All right. If you don't mind, and if you want to be liaison, that would be great.
Okay, I would do that. KD8FNS.
ABSF.
W8RMN.
Sorry, Randy.
I'm just at the Allegan Airport. Is there anything you want me to do?
You're up by the airport. I assume that's the Plainwell Airport.
I'm at the Allegan Airport. I'm sorry.
Allegan Airport. You are in a wonderful location. Hang out there for a bit.
Roger that. I'll be here. W8RMN.
Very good. It looks like storm will be coming from about 200 and maybe to the west of Allegan. Maybe Edison. KC8BWR or KC8YC, are you by the radio? AC8AG.
AC8AG mobile at in Kentwood or South Wyoming.
All right, where did you say here?
Homeschool building, South Wyoming.
All right, yeah, that's kind of out of position for me. All righty. Catch up with you in a bit. Maybe it's a...
Clearing out.
Okay, very good. There was another station, I think Dublin will jump.
This is KB8FQJ.
All right, Kyle. You're at Seagull?
That is affirmative. What's the status on things? I just found out about the tornado warning.
Right, just popped up. Got a cell moving into western Allegan County that appears to be tornadic based on radar. It'll be coming out of Van Buren County.
Okay. Southeast out of Van Buren, our way?
Okay, appears to be running from south-southwest to north-northeast at this time. It's over western Van Buren at the moment.
Okay, I will be here. I'll be listening.
AB8SF, Sky 1 at control. Okay, AB8SF here. Storm appears to be just a little bit north of Bangor, and continuing to move north-northeast. ABSF with a reminder, we are under a tornado warning, therefore we are also under a directed net. Any other stations would like to check in at this time, please do so. Okay, ABSF is back. Updated radar shows vortex apparently crossing into Allegan County about this time. It appears to be over in the general Pullman Lee Township area. Maybe it is up.
Send down the net.
Go ahead.
Are you in the chat room right now?
Say again?
Are you in the NWS chat room right now?
I am not, unfortunately.
Okay, they're reporting a tornado now, and radar confirmed debris signature as well. That was at 124.
Roger. Do they have a specific location?
Yes. North of Bangor, west of Greensboro.
Okay, the last word I got was moving. Okay, the last word I got from the last transmission was moving.
Moving towards the Breedsville and Bangor area. Over.
All right. Look, yeah, radar looks like it's moving into Allegan County right now.
Okay, very good. KDAFM.
That control from KDA QNX.
QNX, go ahead.
I'd just like to let you know I'm mobile, currently 130th and just about the 30th Street.
Cool. It's still going to be plenty west of there. You going to stay down in this area until this passes, or are you going to head on up?
For now, I'll stay down in this area. If there's a direction you'd want to point me to, that's fine.
All right, let me get one more radar update, and then we'll see. Don't want to put you in the middle of it, but on the other hand, if we can put you in a spot. You made us a...
All right, sounds good. Just let me know, KDAQ and X, that I do have radar in the vehicle.
KBSF, most recent update looks like the tornadic position would be just south of Pullman at this time. KBSF.
Deputy at RMN reporting the sirens are now on in Allegan.
There's sirens in Allegan, and that's first. KBSF.
This is
KDQNX. You able to get a little bit west of 30th Street and still have a decent view?
Yep, I'm currently on 128th west of 30th headed towards M40.
Okay, I wouldn't go much farther west than that. You may need to move back east at some point if this continues on the same track.
Okay, yeah, I'll hold east of M40 here someplace, so.
Very good, ABNSF. Breaking with you, KCBWR. Go ahead.
KDAYF, anyone monitoring the Reese's repeater?
Yeah, we got net up and running, Scott.
Clear, thanks. I'm portable, headed towards the office. Please send all reports to me right away or direct me to 911.
Yeah, we'll let 911 go. No, when we get anything, we'll send up stuff up through NWS as well. Just be advised, you're going to likely be traveling in or near the center of this thing.
K8RBK, Ottawa County Skywarn, Allegan County Skywarn.
RBK, Skywarn Net Control, go ahead.
This is Ottawa County Skywarn. Do you guys have any damage as far as you know yet?
We've had no damage reports in our area. We're monitoring fire as well. Heard nothing from them.
And nothing visual seen, correct?
So far.
Thank you very much, sir. KD8RBK, Ottawa County Skywarn, clear.
Net Control, KC-BWR.
BWR, go ahead, sir.
Roger, I was mobile. My radio is not working mobile. However, I checked out the western area and I couldn't see anything, just torrential rain.
Very good, thanks. Give me an SF.
KC-BWR.
Stations in the Allegan area, be advised that the track of this storm continues to take it near or to Allegan. So, just be aware. ABNSF.
MQJ to net.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got to go mobile for a bit, so if you need anything, let me know. I got to go check on some things, but I will be listening mobile.
ABNSF.
KD, DLP to net.
DLP, go ahead.
I just entered Allegan County from Kalamazoo County, heading north.
Roger. We'll advise if you will be in the area. Door may likely track of this. However, we're track continuing to watch it. 88
DLP.
FNN to that.
FNN, go ahead.
Per the chat room, there's another radar debris signature between Allegan and Fenville. Over.
Roger. According to that broadcast they just had, there was a tornado on the ground, which I guess was redundant. Anything on the in the chat room about that?
Just in Van Buren County, the one we talked about a little bit earlier.
All right, Roger. ABNSF. Skyway net control.
W8RMN needs to step into the building for a couple minutes.
Yes, sir.
FNN to that.
FNN.
For the chat room, they're reporting a tornado near Fenville North, headed north at about 30 miles an hour. Over.
Okay, from Fenville?
Yes.
Maybe it is, sir. Very good. KD8AYF, if you're listening, use caution. That'll be your area on your travels. Maybe it is, sir.
W8RMN's back.
RMN, go ahead.
Just reporting that I'm back in my vehicle at the Allegan Airport. Lightning has just occurred, and nothing else to report right now.
Very good. Just to update you, in case you weren't listening, there apparently was a tornado north of Fenville, I believe, heading north out. ABS, sir.
Roger, W8RMN.
Net control from KDQNX.
QNX, go ahead.
Just to give you an update, I did end up at M40 and 128. It was the only spot I get a clear view. So far, I'm not seeing anything, just heavy rain and a lot of cloud cover. The trees don't seem to be having, or not very high wind speeds at the moment.
Roger, copy. It's probably at this point going to be a little bit to the northwest of you. Stations be advised, the vortex appears to have turned slightly northward within the last few minutes. Maybe it is it. Also, Clyde Fire is reporting a significant amount of debris.
KDQNX. AB8SF, this is KDQNX, go ahead.
Are you stationary or are you moving?
I've decided to head a little bit more back east, so I'm on 128 heading towards, I guess, 38th Street. Seems like the, from the radar, it looks like things were starting to be a little northeast to me.
Roger, that was my thoughts as well. And that, that couplet is holding together. Just let me know. Maybe it is, sir.
Yeah, I can't quite say I see rotation, but I'm definitely seeing, you know, some lower clouds. It almost looks like a sign of rotation, but it's pretty wooded here, so I can't say I can confirm rotation, but definitely I wouldn't be surprised there's a little with a storm right in this area.
All right. When you get a better view, let us know. Maybe it is us.
Will do. KDQNX.
DLP.
KDDLP to net, you calling?
Yes, sir. Your current location?
M89 coming up to 24th.
All right. Sounds good. If you're headed to door, I was going to give you a cautionary statement, but, all right, give me an SF.
RMN to net control.
RMN, go ahead.
Are you still wanting me here at the Allegan Airport?
Well, I know you want to ultimately move north. If you want to start doing that, head up towards the Burnett's area. Since you're going that way anyway, that would be fine.
Roger that. So I'll be heading up 30th on to Burnett's.
Roger. Maybe NSF. Someone was trying to call. No audio.
Up and under that.
Go ahead.
Now, for the chat room, they have a confirmed tornado 3 miles south of Hamilton, moving north at 30, over.
Roger, copy tornado south of Hamilton, moving north at 30, breaking with you, QNX, were you clear?
QNX is clear, I'm 38th Street and probably 130th-ish.
Roger. If you can lay eyes on that, that would be ideal. While avoiding hazard, ABNSF.
Will do, yeah. I'm looking off to my northwest. It's pretty heavy rain, so I'm not sure what I'll see, but I'll keep a safe distance. KDA QNX.
QNX from that.
Next, this is KDA QNX. Go ahead.
Are you monitoring West Fire?
Affirmative, yeah. I heard the report of 134th there. I'm just north of 134th. I am starting to see some limbs in the road. Nothing major, just minor limbs at the moment.
Roger, thanks. Maybe that's us.
BWR.
BWR, go.
Northbound 58th Street, 58th Street out of Pullman. Negative damage so far.
Okay, you were kind of broken up, but I believe you said you were headed on 58th. Is that correct?
Negative 56.
Roger, 56, headed north. You said from Pullman?
Perfect.
Very good. Keep me advised. Maybe that's it. KDA
MNY. KDA
MNY from that.
Give me an FQJ.
FQJ, there you are. Your location, sir?
CEO School Complex.
Excellent. Keep your eyes peeled to the south. It's probably nothing, but there might be something a little suspicious down that way.
That's affirmative. Rain has picked up in the last 2 minutes. I'm going to move so I can see better to the southwest.
Roger. Maybe it is so.
Zach Cottrell from KDA QNX.
QNX, go ahead.
I'm on 38th Street, just south of 138th, and I would pretty well estimate we got 60-mile-an-hour gusts coming in through the area. Winds going from the southwest to the northeast. I currently don't see any rotation, but it's raining pretty heavily.
Roger, thanks. Breaking with you, KDA-FNN, could you post that to NWS?
That's all right. If you could repeat that, over.
Jason, go ahead and repeat that for him.
Sure, I'm on 38th, just south of 138th, and we had well in excess of 60-mile-an-hour gusts come through. I do not see any rotation at the moment, but extremely heavy, gusty winds, no hail.
Roger, that's 38th Street south of 138th Avenue, over.
That is correct.
Very good, thank you. KDA, that's nice.
KDA, Ironman.
KDA, Ironman here.
Yeah, W8RMN, sorry about that. Just be advised, this couplet is going to be near, but probably west of Burnups upon your arrival.
Roger that. Just traveling on 30th, coming, just I forgot what street I just passed, but I'm coming up to 128th, and the winds are howling through there pretty good.
Roger that. Upon arrival in that area, find a spot where you can see very well to the west, if you would, please.
Roger that. I'll probably go to the Salem Township.
Roger.
Kent.
FQJ, go.
Yeah, rain just picked up here at the school complex, 15 mile an hour, roughly 15 mile an hour winds at this point.
Yeah, it was 1-5.
Affirmative.
Roger, thanks.
Control, KC8BWR.
BWR, go ahead.
M89, eastbound, out of Finville.
Copy, 89 as an 89 eastbound out of Fenville.
WR moves to net control.
RMN, go ahead.
Just coming up onto 100, the numbers went away. There's a tree on the side of the road that is broken off. 3174 30th Street.
Size of tree in diameter and healthy or not healthy.
Backing up to look.
Okay, size of the tree in diameter.
Look to be a healthy tree. The trunk is probably a foot and a half in diameter. And it's on the side of the road. Not necessarily in the traffic, but pretty close.
All right. And it was broken off. Was it broken off near the ground or up higher?
Higher up, about halfway up the tree, about 12 feet up the ground. It looks like it took out a power line. So my address here is 3174 30th.
Okay, so we have a tree on a power line, 3174 30th. Is there arcing and or sparking?
Negative. No sparking, no indication of no lines on the ground that I could see, except for one by the pole in the field.
Roger. FNN, did you copy that?
FNN, I'm on the line.
Fab, you were broken. Try it again.
Yes, was that a live tree?
Roger that. Live tree, about a foot and a half inch in diameter of the trunk. Halfway up, about 12, 14 feet up in the air.
And you said that was, I got 18 inches over.
That's about what it looks like. And it landed across the power line pole.
Very good. Thank you. I'll report that now. Over.
Roger that. Continuing to Salem Township.
FNN out.
Net control from KDQNX.
QNX, go ahead.
Can you give me an update on probably the most likely location for the storm currently?
Roger. It appears at this point that the cupwood is just west of or just north of Burnham's, right up in that area.
Okay, I'm going to turn on 30th Street just north of 140th, headed towards Burnham's.
Say again, the north-south street.
30th, 30.
Roger that, so you're up in the same area as Randy. Very good. ABSF.
Good day, QNX.
Charlie 8, Echo Delta, it's in net control.
Station calling, try that again, I was on another frequency.
This is Alpha Charlie 8 Echo Delta. I'm on 131 northbound between the Plainwell Airport and the Martin exit, and traffic is at a standstill here. Can somebody tell me whether I ought to go back to the old 131 and if I get a chance?
I have not heard. Unable to determine at this point due to the weather issues.
Thank you. We'll keep listening here. Thanks for what you do. ACED clear.
If I find out, I'll let you know. ABSF.
W8RMN is that location, Salem Township Hall.
RMN, go ahead.
I have arrived at the Salem Township Hall.
Okay, might take a look straight north. The couplet is now outside of Allegan County. It actually appears to be right on the Ottawa-Kent County line. So the folks up that way can keep an eye on it for us. Other than that, if you keep an eye out for damage, I think we're going to be clear here in a minute or two.
Roger that. The stoplight at the corner here is out as well, but it's probably due to power outages somewhere.
Roger, thanks.
FQJ to net.
Great call.
Yeah, rains are intensifying. Wind speeds are gusting up to around 20 to 25 at this time. Over.
Roger. 20 to 25. If the school complex not sealed. Maybe that's it.
ACADD.
ACADD, go ahead.
Northbound 131, the outside lane. Close to the Martin exit. I don't know why.
Okay, EBSF net control. I got the first portion and the last portion of your transmission. The middle portion was missing. Try it again.
Northbound 131, the outside lane by the state police right on the Martin exit.
Roger that. They're sending people off 131 at the Martin exit. Okay, very good. Appreciate the info. ABSF.
ACADD clear.
Control from KDQNX.
QNX, go ahead.
I just want to let you know I've just crossed, took 30th Street north just out of the county. I'm continuing north, but between probably about Burnups and 146 on 30th, there are a lot of minor little tree limbs and branches on 30th Street. Nothing major, just small twigs.
Okay, copy. Very small branches down north of Burnups on 30th Street. Very good.
And I will continue heading north. I'm going to eventually end up at the homeschool building, so this is in my direction anyways.
Roger, that's what I thought. Maybe it is it.
Net control, KCABWR.
BWR, go ahead.
Do my road head correct.
Okay, you were unreadable. Try it again.
Dumont Road, headed for Allegan, then home, KC8BWR.
Roger, copy that. Thanks for going out and taking a look. Appreciate it. KBSF.
FNN.
FNN, go ahead.
For the chat room, they have a confirmed tornado 3 miles southeast of Jamestown, headed north of Jamestown.
Okay, 3 miles southeast of Jamestown, so that'll impact our folks headed north on 30th Street. Did you guys copy that?
Copy.
Hey, QNX, were you clear on FNN's traffic?
I'm not control this, KDQNX, go ahead.
KD FNN, do you want to repeat that?
Yes, sir. Per the NWS chat room, there is a confirmed tornado 3 miles southeast of Jamestown, headed north at 30 miles an hour. That's about 4 miles to go, over.
Okay, I copy that. And yeah, right now I'm on Adams, just east of 30th Street, and there's a tree blocking the entire road, and it looks like it took down some power lines. I believe Ottawa County Skywarn already ported that in, so no need to pass that along, but I think at this point I'm going to terminate my travels and just head towards the home school. So if you want to check me out, that'd be good.
Very good, sir. That sounds good. And at this point, I'm going to terminate the formal net, the formal directed net, as the couplet appears to have moved out of Allegan County. However, be advised, we may be needed for some damage assessment. You'll see that one is out taking a look at it. ABSF. Okay, one net control.
KD, FNN, Roger.
28 FQJ, clear direct. Also a question, if possible.
Missed the last part of that, Carl. Try it again.
Yeah, I got a question. Do you know
approximately where the siren that's supposed to be near Otsego High School is located? I want to check on it.
I don't know precisely. I do know they did not activate the sirens in this area, however.
Okay. I know there's been some trouble with it in the past. That's why I was curious, because it did not go off, and it's like within 200 yards of my house. I'm just curious.
Roger, that's because they activated them segment by segment, and I don't believe they activated much of anything.
Okay. All right, thanks. I'm going to head back to the QTH.
Very good. KBSF.
KB8, I'm a QGR.
WB3 LHU.
LHU, go ahead.
Yeah, about 40 minutes ago, we heard continuous sirens over here north of you, Jim. So I heard both the fire station and the water tower over here in the industrial park going crazy.
Really? That's interesting. I didn't hear a daggone thing. Okay, so they did activate them over here. All right.
Roger that. WB3 LHU, I'll be standing by.
W8RMN.
Try on those things. KB8SF.
W8RMN.
RMN, go ahead.
You wanted me to continue north, or are you done with me here in Salem Township? Are we banding the net?
Well, I've terminated the directed portion of the net. Certainly, if you want to head on up to the home school building, if it's still there, participate in headache.
Roger that, then I will be clear for the moment. I'm going to try to step inside the gas station here if they let me in.
Very good, sir. Thanks for your help. KDNSF.
KD8MNY, net control.
MNY, go ahead.
Did I hear reports that the 12th Street Otsego Township siren did not activate? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think it's a different one. Go direct with KB8FQJ.
Clear. KB8FQJ, KD8MN1.
Go ahead, sir.
Did I hear you say that the 12th Street Otsego Township siren did not activate? Is that correct?
I'm not sure. If there's one over by the high school, it did not go off.
Copy that. If you're referring to the Otsego High School, there's not one over there that I'm aware of. The only ones we have are the one directly over the fire station and the one on 12th Street by Steam Lawn and Garden.
Copy. I know the one at 12th Street did go off. My parents heard it. It's just, I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking there was one over here by the high school, but okay. I'll take that under advisement.
Copy. Thank you. 88MNY. Come on, Ari.
FQJ to net, arrived at home QTH.
Roger, sir, thanks. Appreciate your help. Surprised I couldn't hear any of the sirens. That's interesting. KB8SF.
KB8SF, KC8BWR.
KC8BWR, go ahead, sir.
Roger, sir. I'm headed home, and if you got a damage report there, I have negative damage at Pullman, at Finville, and coming across the M89 to Dumont. I didn't see anything except some maybe a bunch of leaves down. That was about it. KC8BWR.
Roger that. I'm getting the impression it's not a huge swath of damage, but where it did hit, it sounds like I've heard some reports of somebody couldn't get out of their house, for example, because of the tree on it.
Roger. I think most of it probably was up north, too, from what I'm seeing, what I saw down here in the southwest corner. Or southern corner, I didn't see anything.
Very, very good. Do appreciate you being out there. Give me a
KC8BWR, monitoring.
KD8DLP, the net.
DLP, go ahead.
Okay, Kent County is reporting on DMR 1 on the ground, M6 and Wilson.
Well, that doesn't surprise. It's either been continuously on the ground or it's up and down a whole lot for quite a while.
TD-EYF, is anyone monitoring this still?
TD-EYF, go ahead.
We're going to go ahead and start taking reports of damages. Could somebody relay?
Roger, where do you want to relay?
Working from the south, due east, up northern path. I appreciate it.
Okay, are you sending them to me, or are you wanting us to go determine them? I need some clarification.
If you have any reports given to net control, could you pass along to myself here at the EOC at the moment?
Roger, only got a couple, and we've certainly pushed them on to NWS. You ready for those or not?
We're ready to copy. Go ahead.
And actually, one of them was already reported by Ottawa County, but 30th Street in the 3100 block, it was like broken off on the wires. I was trying to get a hold of Central Dispatch, so they wouldn't send anybody out there because there was no arcing or sparking. Otherwise, our folks didn't get that far away.
3100 block of 31st Street, copy that. Any more remaining reports?
Yep, if I get any more, I'll pass them on to you. I'll try and get you an EOC-3 if I can get you there.
Okay, I'll be touching on EYF monitoring.
Give me an SS.
FQJ to net.
Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, be advised, we have a power outage. QTH location, over.
So power's out in the west side of Oswego.
Affirmative. I'm going to try to determine how localized it is.
Roger.
KD8MNY, net control.
KD8MNY, go ahead, Brandon.
Copy that, FQJ's traffic reference, power outage. We did have a report come into our station here about lines and trees down at M89. We have a unit route to check on it.
Roger, M89 and where? What's across street with M89, Brandon?
Del Echo, Romeo, Mike, Alpha, November.
Roger, copy. Thanks. Maybe that's it. KD8MNY, go ahead, Brandon.
Copied FQJ's traffic reference, power outage. We did have a report come into our station here about lines and trees down at M89. We have a unit route to check on it.
Roger, M89 and where? What's across street with M89, Brandon?
Del Echo, Romeo, Mike, Alpha, November.
Roger, copy. Thanks. Maybe that's it.
KD8MNY.
WERMN to ABNS.
WERMN, go ahead, sir.
Just south of Adams Street, there's a emergency vehicles already on scene, but the tree had fallen over onto a house. Could have been, I don't know, about a foot wide in diameter, but other trees uprooted, pushed over, and built in front yards.
Roger. Sounds like there's a fair amount of damage up that way, just based on what he has.
Roger that. So.
Good, sir. Maybe at SF.
W8RMN from KDAQNX.
Go ahead, KDAQNX.
Just to let you know, Adam Street East is blocked off, so if you wanted to cut it across there, you won't be able to. You'd have to go north of Adam Street or go back south.
Roger that. My GPS has me turning on Riley Street, 2.4 miles north of that.
And I think I cut across on Perry, I believe it is. It would be the next paved road to the north, and there were a lot of little branches, but you can get through there without any major problem.
Roger that. Thank you.
No problem. KDQNX, I'll be clear and monitoring for a few yet.
W8RMN, clear and monitoring.
W8RMN, from 88SF. Yeah, at 1823 NWS had a
report of damage at 20th and Adams, as well as multiple reports of a funnel cloud or tornado.
Roger that. WRMN.
Of course, that's 1823 Zulu. Give me that, sir.
KD8DLP to net.
DLP, go ahead.
Why don't you check me out of the net? I'm out of the county.
Yeah, I actually closed the formal portion of the net a while back. All right. Thanks for being out there. ABNSF.
ABNSF, KBNF, QJ.
Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, we got power lines down East M89 and Sheridan Street in Otsego.
Okay, that's west, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, right there, just before you get to the curve. Fire is on site, but that's where my power outage is coming from.
Roger that. Alrighty. Baby NSF.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and plug in the generator. KB8F, QJ.
KSF. KC8BWR.
KC8BWR from AB8SF. Go ahead, sir.
Roger, Jib. We're back home.
Very good. Apparently, the radar up in Grand Rapids actually hit Enville.
Roger. I got a report here at home that Columbia Township Hall had their roof taken off. That's over at Grand Junction.
Yeah, Roger that. They had a debris signature down there, too, so that's probably what that was.
Roger, copy. KC8BWR.
Very good, sir. Appreciate your help being out there. ABNSF.